Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Dana Williamson, and thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Welcome to Blessed Bureau. And tonight's podcast, we are doing our second segment on Money Monday. And the title for today is called It's Probably Me. So I want to get some housekeeping done before we get started into the theme for today. We only have 15 minutes on tonight's program, but I thank God that we have this platform, because if we didn't, where would we be? So our housekeeping, listen, Blessed Bureau is part of the Bad Brand. The Bad Brand is blessed, anointed, and destined. There's so many things under that umbrella, but let me just tell you, like I tell everyone else, 90% of what I do is basically online, teleconferences, webinars, speaking engagements, all those things. I am a business and lifestyle counselor, and I help women of faith who find themselves at a fork in the road with their businesses. Not people that are unsuccessful, but people that are successful, they're doing okay, they're that kind of way, and they're wondering, hey, what else can I do? I'm making the money. I'm making ends meet, but what else can I do? What am I missing? I don't want to stop this business and start something new. What else can I add? So I am the business and lifestyle counselor for that woman. And yeah, you know what? You may not be a woman of faith. I mean, I'm going to let you go. If you need me, I will definitely be there to help you as your business and lifestyle counselor. Go over to badfbi.info and find out more about Bad Dana Marie or anything else that we're doing in and under the Bad Brand. So, again, we only have a few minutes. I didn't want to take too long on tonight. Something I noticed, especially in building, doing this podcast and actually building the audience for this podcast, I'm noticing what you guys like. You really want to hear about business. You really want to hear about relations when it's talking about faith and all of that. And you know what? I thank God for you guys for helping me out, for tuning in, and for letting me know, yes, Dana, let's have this conversation. So, and thank you all so much for tuning in to last week's podcast, the first night where we talked about, the first night under this theme, the Money Monday theme, where we talked about women not being able to work together, and finding out that, yeah, you know what, definitely we can work together. We can work together. We just, you know, have to change our thinking and, you know, change, you know, where we think we've been. So tonight, I want to talk to you about It's Probably Me. And one of the things that is important to me to share with you on why it's probably you and what does that actually mean is there comes a time where we want to know why people aren't working with us. Okay, and you know, I can go back and say, oh, it's a woman thing, or, you know, women can't work together, or the different attitudes and the nuances and the characteristics and all of that. I can go back and I can say all of that over and over and over again. But you know what? Some of that isn't altogether true. Let's just say it's 50-50. It's 50% some people, women just don't work together, or, you know, they're jealous of what you have, or there's haters or whatever. But the other 50% is it's probably you. Let that sink in, okay? I'm gonna keep going here, but I want you to let that sink in. It's probably you. So for the past few weeks, I've been speaking a lot about the chief seats and who those people are. And I'll tell you this, that a lot of people in the chief seats are the people who cannot afford what they want, who say, I cannot afford to invest in that class. I cannot afford to buy that ebook. I cannot afford, okay? But here's the thing. They can afford whatever they want to, but they can't afford the thing that will help them to make more money, okay? Those people in the chief seats, and there's some people in the chief seats who really just can't. They can't see past wherever they are. Some people who are in the chief seats stay in the chief seats because it's safe. It's just as simple. It's safe. But there's other people that are sitting not so much in the chief seats, and I did write another article on the nosebleed seats. You can go over to baddaymarie.com and find and read that. But I did talk about people that are in the nosebleed seats and people that are in chief seats. But the people that are, I would say, my client are the ones who might be close to the chief seats, but they're also close to courtside. If we could use that as an example, they're courtside seats, they're front row tickets to the concert, all of those things. That's my client, and that's my client, even if they can't afford it. Let me give you a visual on this analogy, okay? The person, and I don't want to spend too long on this, but the person that is in the courtside seats or the arena seats, the front row seats, okay, they're buying the tickets because they're using their last buy those tickets, okay? But they know that if they get courtside, you never know who you might rub elbows with. You may never know who you might see. You may never know who you might get a selfie with, right? So that's the same thing with people that invest in business and coaching services, et cetera. Those people, you know, that will take their last $100 to get that course know that if they do what needs to be done with that $100 course, they can make $200, $300, $400, okay, just from the $100 course. They could take a $40 course and make $200, $300, $100 just from that course. So the person that's my audience is that person that's probably just below the cheap seats, close to the end zone, or I hate to say it, like that means I don't really know my football, but that person who's courtside, okay, they are definitely closer to the actual game that's being played. But here's the thing about it being you, or as I titled it, it's probably me. People won't work with you if they just don't want to work with you. I can end the podcast right there. We got a whole 8 minutes left. People who don't want to work with you, no matter if you're free or if you charge $1,000 a course, they don't want to work with you because it's something about you. Now, spiritually, you know, we can say, you know what, there's a spirit about you that doesn't match up with their spirit, and, you know, and we can take that with a grain of salt. We can keep on going. But let me tell you to do this. Chew on a hot pepper for a minute, and let's just say you are causing you to lose money. What is the problem? You have to go and evaluate that. You are causing you to lose money. So, and I've had to do it. Listen, I wouldn't have had this conversation with you if I didn't know I had to do it. So it's my problem. I have to evaluate who I am as a coach, who I am as an influencer, because somewhere down the line, I'm influencing folks, okay? And I'm showing them what to do, and I'm telling them what to do, and they're taking it on, but they're not purchasing the services. So I have to evaluate, listen, are you the person in the cheap seat who just can't afford it? Or are you the person in the cheap to courtside seats who you just don't want to do work with me? So let me evaluate who I am. And I'm gonna say this as if it's me, because I don't want you guys to feel like I'm pointing fingers or talking about you. But let's just do this in our last few minutes here and really touch this to go home. So I'm evaluating who I am as a person. Do I lead or do I boss? That's the first point. That's the first question. Am I a leader or am I a boss? Now, over and over, I will say, you know what? I am a boss. I'm a leader because I don't want to be a boss. A boss can be replaced. A boss can make you feel belittled. A boss can make you, you know, just tell you what to do and not really, you know, try to train you in what to do and how to do it. A boss is not somebody who wants to see you do better. A boss is somebody who wants to see you get the job done. I want to be a leader. I want to see you. When I hire staff, I want my staff to be with me 6 months, and then I want you out of here, because you should have learned in 6 months what you need to do to grow and go and move forward. I have a group right now. We're doing, it's called Batting for Wealth, and it's 6 months. It's a six-month challenge. And after that six months, you should be able to do everything that we have done for 6 months, like clockwork, like the back, you know it like the back of your hand, and you miss it. So am I a leader or am I a boss? That is the first question you need to ask. Do I feel good about me? Do I feel good about me? Now, that might be something you guys are saying, why would I even ask that question? Why would that even be a question I need to ask myself? Yeah, I feel good about me. I wouldn't even be in business if I didn't feel good about me. Well, here's the thing. Gary Vee talks about having empathy, okay? And I totally agree with having empathy and really, you know, you just care about people, places, and things. But if you don't care about you, that'll show up. If you don't care enough about you, how in the world are you going to care about somebody else? So the next question would be, do I feel good about me? You better feel good about you. You can't build a business if you feel good about you. Because even though you like what you're doing, if this doesn't end well, if your whole thought pattern is, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I like doing this, but I don't know why I'm doing it. Okay, you're asking, do I really believe I have what it takes? Now that could go, that's number three. Now that could go with, do I feel good about me? But then you feel good about you, but then that one other piece of doubt is, do I have what it takes? Do I really have what it takes? Yeah, you have what it takes. Yeah, you do. You definitely have what it takes. Why? Because you wouldn't be here trying if you didn't think you had what it takes. Now let me put a monkey wrench in this and just to use this as an analogy. You know, my kids know that I'm a ministry leader, you know, and they're the perfect preacher's kids, okay? They are totally opposite of what I say and do, okay? Well, my son came to me one day, and he just said, I need you to pray for me. And he didn't say, hey, Mom, would you pray for me? I just, you know, I got to do this thing, blah, 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 blah. No, it's, do I have what it takes? Hey, we got a caller. Give me 1 second here. I got somebody listening. And caller 818-358-50. Let's see. Nope, that's not the caller. 1 second. Hey. This is so new to me now. If you want to tap in, let's see. Hey, caller, you're on the line.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How you feeling today, sister?
I am well. I am so sorry that I did not see that you were there on hold, so I apologize for that long hold time. This is so new to me, bringing folks in. It's been a long time since I've done this. I pray that you are blessed and that your day has been full.
Hey, man, you dropping some real knowledge about making money, and I definitely want to further the world with making money. That's one thing people don't realize. It's a currency. The more you spend, the more it comes back in. And it's good that you do know the word, and a lot of people get it twisted. God has a business, and it's not just he has unlimited resources. We have to share those resources so we can bail certain people out of situations. Without a test, you have no testimony. Without currency, you reap what you sow. If you never sow a seed, you can't get a harvest. So it's all potential in everybody, but we all have different situations. And I love the fact, even though people out here have a state, you're not scared to say, okay, just because you got milk, I can't throw you under the bus. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It makes, because we all need that. And if I could take that analogy from you as well with the milk, if the milk is almost like water, you know, some, it's a nourishment, you know, and we know that babies need milk to the first years of their lives, you know, to survive. So if you have what I need, why would I throw you under the bus if you have what I need? Now, even though I might be able to go and get it, but if you have what I need, let me get that from you. That makes a lot more sense, right?
Correct. And I want to say this, and a lot of people are hearing this program for the first time. They've heard similar situations, but the best thing about wisdom, it only works when it's in action. So if you go to school for 4 years and you get a degree and it's not working, maybe you wasn't supposed to be at that school, but you eat the meat, throw away the bone. You're not going to have everything you need when you start out, but if you never take the first step, you'll never get to your destination. And when you look on a GPS, people know the destination. But if you need direction, this is the perfect show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I know I have just a couple more points I want to make. I know we're running down on actually our last 10 seconds, but as long as I have you on the line, it'll keep going. So if you don't mind,
okay.
If you don't mind, it'll still record, and I'll just go over these last points. But I'm glad that you said that, because then the listening audience can hear that, you know, it may be familiar, but it's not over. It's not done. It's not, you know, we need something new. We need from a new person, something familiar, but from a new person. So I'm glad that you said that. Thank you so much. So, listening audience, I just want to get to my last 2 points, and I'm so glad that we had the pastor on the line to, you know, basically kind of confirm what we've been talking about and what we're trying to do on Money Monday. The next point that I want to make is, and it has a lot to do with what he just said, do I have enough faith? Do I have enough faith to trust in myself? Do I have enough faith to trust in what God has given me to do? Do I have enough faith to face the fear? Some of you that know me know I have a program called Face the Fear, where it is basically our faith trumps any kind of fear or worry that we have in building our businesses. And one thing that we should always do is trust in God and what he's given us in our hands. So point number four, or question number four actually, is do I have enough faith? And that's one of the things that we have to ask ourselves as we evaluate why people don't work with us or why our audience is limited. And so then the last thing is kind of ties in all of the 4 points, but here's the stickler. Did I hear God? The question right there to evaluate is, did I hear God? Now, some of you might be saying, why wasn't that the first question? Because it doesn't fall along the lines of getting in to understand what you're doing. If you can answer questions 1 through 4, then number 5 is not going to be that difficult. Number 5 is not going to be that difficult. Did I hear God? If I ask you, and usually what I do with my clients when they say I'm having this problem, I'm having that problem, I don't know what to do next, I don't know what book to write, I don't know if this character is right, I always say to them, well, what did God say? And then they go on to say, well, he said to just name the character Tamara or John or Mitchell or anything like. And I said, so why are we overthinking the character? Why are we looking at this? Why are you asking me to confirm something that God already said? So that last question that on evaluating yourself and evaluating who you are is, did I hear God? And then say, what did he say? And make sure that all the questions that you answer, 1 through 4, go along with what God has said. Listen, thank you all so much for tuning into the podcast. I'm Dana Williamson of Bad, Blessed, Anointed, Destined, LLC. I thank you so much, Pastor, for calling in on today and for giving me a lot of confirmation on tonight. And I'm glad that the listening audience, we did have someone in the chat room as well, that you guys were there. Thank you so much. We will be back next week, Monday, for Money Monday, and we'll have a new topic. But reach out and listen to us on Thursday night at 10 o'clock p.m., where we talk about conversations the saints need to have. And again, we're still talking about what's wrong with sex. And then on Friday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., we will have Faithful Friday, and we'll talk about being an entrepreneur. Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night. Good night.